Hey, this is Larry Goins. How you been?
Oh, good, good.
Good, good. Hey, I wanted to give you a quick call about your property over there on your avenue. Is it still around?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. What can you tell me about it?
Like three-bedroom, well, it's two-bath, but the second bath does not have a sink in it. It's kind of odd.
Oh, really?
It's got a tub and a toilet, and that's it. And
so it's a quarter bath.
One
and a quarter bath.
Yeah, it's got
room. One and a third or something.
Yeah, got room to add a lavatory. I don't know why I'm sure they would have done that. But,
right.
And let's see, they used to have a carport. They enclosed that in and made a den. And then it's got a little sunroom on the back that needs a good bit of repairs on it. It's on a corner lot. Probably close to about a third of an acre, I believe.
Oh, okay. Has it been on the market very long?
Yeah, well, not very long. It's been on probably about a month and a half.
Oh, okay. I'm with you. Have you had many offers on it?
No, I haven't had anything yet.
Really? I wonder why.
I guess the only thing I can figure is just where it's at. Reduced the price on it. So it's got a good price. So
it's probably more of a rental type property than a retail type?
Probably so.
Yeah. What do you think we could get for rent over there a month?
Regular rent's probably four to five. Section 8 might get a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Maybe 550 or 6 on Section 8 or something?
Maybe even up.
Oh, good.
650.
Oh, wow. If you had to take a guess, what would you think it'd take maybe to get it in rentable shape?
Let's see. Probably, I'd say 10.
About 10?
Yeah.
So it's probably not livable right now, is it?
It is, but it needs some stuff done.
Right. Have you had many price reductions?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's where is that now, 18?
Okay.
Yeah, kind of what I do, Don, is what we do is we buy these little dirt cheap properties that not a lot of people want and sit on the market for a while, and then we basically just put them right back on the market with seller financing.
Oh, okay.
You know, and do either a land contract for deed or, you know, seller financing. But we buy quite a few of them, but, you know, can't pay a whole lot for them.
Right.
Based on what you're telling me about this one, it looks like I probably need to be, you know, somewhere just under 10, maybe, you know, maybe 6 or 7 to start out with, something like that. Would you, and I buy a lot from Ocwen.
Okay. So you're familiar with them?
Oh, yeah, I buy a lot from them. They probably recognize my name whenever you email the asset manager if I've dealt with them before.
Right.
But if you'd like, you know, maybe we could, you know, if you'd like to email the asset manager, and what I typically do is on these, I don't need an inspection. I don't need an appraisal. You know, the only thing, I just need some pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can even put up 100% deposit and close in, you know, 10 days or so.
Right.
So would you like to email the asset manager and see if they want to put it on paper?
Typically. I don't actually have to do on paper. Just have to have, there's like 7 or 8 things I have to have, and it's just, you know, it's your name, your offer amount. You know, what type of, you know, if it's cash or.
Oh, absolutely, at that amount of money, yeah.
Let's see. It's been a while since I put in an offer.
That's okay.
Just a few things like that. All I got to do is put in kind of a form on an email and send it over to them.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, go ahead and, you know, I'll give you whatever it is you need. Mm-hmm. That way you can email them, and we'll even put up 100% deposit once they say, yeah, put it on paper.
Okay.
And we can close in 10 days.
Okay. All right, sure. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. My name is Larry Goins. Actually, the buyer will be Investors Rehab.
You said your last name was
Goins, G-O-I-N-S. Yes, sir. It'll be all cash, and I can put up 100% deposit, and I can close in 10 days. All I need are a few pictures of the property.
Okay.
You know, just, you know, we kind of, you know, that'll be our due diligence right there is all.
Okay.
And Let's start out at let's start out at 4877. Okay.
All right. That should be what I need. You know, just get that in.
Okay. And my email address is Larry at LarryGoins.com. And my phone number, if you need to call me back, is 803-831-0056.
Okay.
And I'm in extension 304.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll get that in. You said you need some pictures of it?
Yeah, I mean, that'll be after they, you know, after we, after they accept the offer, we'll just put that down and get some pictures.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
It's not a big deal.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I'll sit down and go ahead and stick that in, and we'll see what they say. They sometimes pretty good about getting right back with me. So.
Yeah, good.
I may have you an answer today, or I'm sure we, you know, they'll be answering for sure.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay.
Just let me know.
I will do.
Hey, I appreciate good talking to you. And do you mind if I grab your email address so we can stay in touch? Maybe I can buy some more stuff?
Oh, not at all. Let's see. Get the best one to give you. It's .com.
That's a good domain name.
Yeah, that's the company supplied email there.
That's a good, but I like that domain name. All right, cool. All right, well, yeah, just email me back and let me know what you come up with.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
All right, sounds good.
Hey, I really appreciate it.
All right, not a problem. I was going to ask you, do you get any emails from this area?
Not a whole lot, but I buy stuff all over.
Okay.
I've done deals in about 9 different states.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll say I can put you on my email if you're interested.
Man, you read my mind. That was the next thing I was going to ask you. If you had an automatic email notification list.
Yeah, sure do.
Just put me on that list with, any of like the bank-owned properties or whatever, but handyman specials, fixer-uppers, all that good stuff. But anything under like $25,000.
Just regular single-family homes.
Yeah. Yeah, and it could be mobile homes too. I don't care. I just don't want any condos or townhouses.
Yeah, I'll get you set up that way, though. You know, there's a ton of them in Birmingham. So
sounds great.
It'll send you an email when they come on the market.
Sounds great, buddy. I really appreciate it.
All right, Larry.
Hey, thanks a lot, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay.
All right, have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sure. So you have an answer on back on our counter offer?
Yeah, well, they gave us a counter.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. $9,000.
$9,000.
Yeah. Said that they would, submit for approval.
Uh-huh.
I guess he's got to get corporate approval for that. I don't know.
Wow. So we started out, they were asking, let me pull this up. We started out, they were asking, $18,900,
mm-hmm.
and offered $4,877. And they countered at $14,900, and then I countered at $7,500, and now they're at $9,000.
Yeah.
And you said it needs about maybe $5,000 to $7,000 in repairs, some cleanup, and a stove in the kitchen, some kitchen work, and it has a little sunroom on the back that needs some work.
Yep.
Okay. And you think the market price might be around $50,000, maybe $55,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good. All right, let's see. Okay, let's go ahead and do it. I would usually counter back at this point, but I think that I could make this work, especially since you said that it would rent for $5,000 to $5,500.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'll write it up, send it to me, I'll put up 100% deposit and I can close it next week.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, you know they've got their own little contract.
I know, and that's fine. Just email me the contract to Larry at LarryGoins.com. Just email me everything you need and send it to me, and I'll sign it, send it back, fax you a copy of a deposit check, I'll send it to you, and hopefully we can close this baby out next week.
Okay. All right. That'll work. Larry at LarryGoins.com.
Exactly. And that's spelled G-O-I-N-S.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I was kind of shocked that they, normally they kind of gripe and stuff when they come down that low.
Well, we're buying it at a little less than 50% of what they're asking for it.
Exactly. I was kind of shocked.
When do you think this house was built?
Built in, I have it in front of me, in the 40s, but I can't remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't remember the date.
I hear you. Okay. All right, so that sounds good. Let's go ahead and write it up and send it over to me, and we'll get everything together and send it right back today.
Okay. All right, sounds good. I'll get that over a little bit later this morning. I'll have to go into the office and get that scanned, and then I'll shoot it to you.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem. Take your time.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Larry. You too.
Thank you, sir.
All
right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Larry Goins.
Hey, Larry.
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Good. I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time.
No, I'm on the road.
Well, I know we've been playing a little bit of phone tag. You wanted to just kind of follow up on the closing on our property here.
Yeah.
Was there anything else you needed of me? Well, I mean, once you get the title work and get everything done, just let me know and I'll wire the rest of the money and get everything lined up to close.
Okay. All right.
Now I'm gonna be in Orlando next week.
Uh-huh.
On vacation with my family.
Right.
But I will be able to have somebody in the office sign off on the docs and wire the rest of the money, so I won't even have to be there.
Okay, all right. That's one of my questions. The earnest money was the $6,000.
Well, there's going to be some difference.
Well, true. I didn't know if that had been sent or not. If it had, I got to change that over and wire it to wherever.
Yeah, I'll check on that. Who is going to close this?
It's a local guy, actually, for U.S. Land Title.
Uh-huh, that's fine.
And then there's an attorney here that they use that's going to close. And I've got his information.
Okay.
At the office, but, I can get that to you and everything.
Good. And I've got a little rent-to-own sign and stuff that, if you don't mind, I'll get you to stick out there.
Yeah,
what address you want me to send this to?
It's 101.
Uh-huh.
And that's...
Okay, great.
And,
I will send this out here.
Yeah. That was one of my questions. I didn't... you say you had a lockbox, too, or do you want me to...
Yeah, I'll send you a lockbox, and I just got a little banner just to, stick up on the front of the house.
Okay.
You think that's in a neighborhood, somebody will rip it down?
You never know. It just depends on the area. The area didn't seem too bad.
That's kind of what I was thinking from our previous conversations. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I was over there doing some work in the yard, and people come up asking to help and stuff like that. So
wow, you're full service realtor, huh?
Yeah, gotta be.
I hear you, man. How's business been?
It's been up and down. I've stayed pretty busy. Just a matter of if I'm being productive or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of hit and miss on everything. But, seems like it's not too bad. I hope it's kind of an indication of, things to come.
Sure. Yeah, it looks like things are turning around. We're starting to do some more stuff. It slowed down a little bit, like during the winter and stuff. So it looks like things are doing much better.
Yeah.
But I'll get this stuff out to you, and I really, really appreciate all your help and look forward to doing some more stuff with you.
All right. Good deal. I did have one more question.
Sure.
You said in one of your requests the no code violation.
Right.
That in writing, does that need to be in an email or on a letterhead?
As long as you verify it and then just can forward it to me in an email, I don't really care. Just as long as I just have something to throw in the file that I've verified it or that you've verified it.
Okay. All right. All right, I'll be working on that and get that to you. I think that was all.
I think that was it.
And then you had, on the pictures, you had sufficient pictures, right?
Yeah, the pictures were fine. If you could just do me one more favor, whenever you put the sign and banner up there, or the banner, just take me a picture of the lockbox on the door and a picture of the banner on the front of the house.
Sure. Okay. Not a problem.
And just email that to me.
Okay. Right.
That'll be great.
I will do. Once I find out, probably once I get the title back, which should be, you know, possibly tomorrow, or I may just try to touch base with you tomorrow anyway, but if I don't have the title work done, then we can try to line something up next week. I'll give you a title.
Good. Well, I want to give you my cell phone number in the event you need me.
Yeah.
That is 704.
All right. Hold on. Let me get to where I can write.
Sure.
Okay. Sorry about that. 704. All right. Well, I'll touch base with you. Like I say, as quick as I got the title work done, and if I can get your contact while you're going to be gone, if I can get their name and number at that time or whatever,
right?
And then we'll kind of go from there.
Well, that sounds good. Well, I have some virtual assistants, plus I have some people here in my office, so somebody will make sure that we get the money wired and that we get the doc signed off on. And get them to, you know, get the closing statement and stuff back to you, so we can do this thing. Yeah, we don't ever attend any of our closings.
Oh, okay, all right, and yeah, definitely. I'll need to get an email address so they can forward closing docs over to you and all that good stuff too.
Have my email address. Just use mine because I'll be on email every day.
Okay.
And and I can even forward it from my BlackBerry. So.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, sounds good. And you're getting the emails on the property listing?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
I've
great.
Just been so busy. I haven't had a chance to make any more offers or anything in the last couple of days.
Yeah, well, get out and get away and enjoy things for a little while.
Exactly.
Next week. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I hope head down to Florida here in about a month or so. I'm gonna
that'd
make
be
a
nice.
Break. Yeah, that's always nice to break away.
It really is. It really is. Well, I'm going to be doing a little bit of work while I'm down there, but I'm going to be mostly just hanging with the family.
Hey, that works.
Exactly. Well, I'll get this box of stuff out to you with the banner and stuff and lockbox, and then just send me the picture once you get it put up.
Okay.
And just email or call my cell phone next week if you need me. And we'll make sure this thing goes off without a glitch.
All right, sounds good.
Hey, I appreciate it.
All right, well, thanks, Larry.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
My country.
Hi, is Beth around, please?
She's not, ma'am, but in her voicemail.
Oh, and I don't have her cell number with me either.
I can give you that.
Great.
It is.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Hello, Beth?
Yes.
Hi, this is Larry Goins. How you been?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great. Hey, I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time, but I was...